There's a passage that appears in the Gemara, and it says in the Gemara you're supposed to say it in benching, but for some reason it had fallen out of benchers for many years. Now you see it coming back again, and it's like a chicken and egg issue. You wonder if people stopped saying it because it stopped being in benchers, or if it stopped being in benchers because people had stopped saying it. But in just yesterday's Daf Yomi, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav tells us that an Oreach should be Mevarich the Balabayis in the benching. Even though the Balabayis is Botzeya, the Oreach should be Mevarich, because the guest should have the opportunity to be Mevarich the Balabayis. And the Gemara tells us, my Mevarich, what is the text of this bracha that the guest gives to the Balabayis? Yehi ratzon shle yevosh Balabayis bal mazev lo yikalim lel maba v'rebi mosipa devarim. And then Rebbe added a little bit more to it. V'yitzach ma'od b'chal nechas of yunechas v'necheseinu mutzlachum v'krovim le'ir v'al yishlot satan lo b'masi yadav lo b'masi yadena v'al yizaka lo l'fanav lo l'fneinu shum tvar yirachet v'avera v'avon me'atav yadalam. That's the bracha as it appears in the Gemara, and now in benchers you find it pretty much word for word as it appears in the Gemara. It's a bracha of hatzlacha for the Balabayis, both in Kashmius and in Ruchnius. And the Abudram writes, and this appears in other Rishonim as well, that it may be based on, there may be a smach from the pasuk for it, because the pasuk about Baruch Samazin says v'achalta v'savata uvirachta es Hashem Elokecha. So the Rishonim say es l'rabos bracha l'Balabayis, that es always comes to include that which is tafel to, that which is secondary to. V'rachatz es besoro b'mayim is es ha-tafel besoro es Hashem Elokecha tira l'rabos tamid ha-chachamim. So over here the es comes to include the Balabayis, that you have to be mevarich as well. Not a drashat ha-raisa, but a smach that you have from the pasuk. And additionally, the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Nun Hei Amid Aleph tells us that there are shlosha devarim that are mekatzrim yamu v'shnosav shel adam, that there are three things that will be the opposite of a segula for arichos yamim, and they are mishnos no sefer Torah likros ve'eno korei. They offer you an aliyah and you say no thanks, middle of a conversation here, so no thank you. The gabbai in my shul, sometimes I see that he does that. He gives an aliyah to people who he sees that are talking, so to interrupt the conversation. So a person says no thank you, he's not interested in being curried from the Torah. Koshal bracha levarech ve'eno mevarech, or they offer you koshal bracha to lead benching and you say no thank you. And amanigatzmo berabanus. So the Gemara explains koshal shal bracha levarech ve'eno mevarech tichsev avarcha mevarchecha, and Rashi explains that that means v'amevarech birch samazon mevarech lebalabayis. The problem with turning down the koshal bracha is that you're turning down an opportunity to bless another Jew, to bless the balabayis, and that's going to be that's something that one should not turn down easily. The Kaf HaChaim in Orach Chaim Simon Reish Aleph points out that nowadays you're allowed to turn down the opportunity to lead benching because now everybody benches, and therefore everybody says the bracha of the Oreach. You don't have to lead the benching in order to be the one to say it. Orach HaShulchan writes similarly in Reish Aleph Siv Gimel that it's obvious that nowadays there's no need for the Oreach to lead benching because everybody's going to bench anyway, and everybody's going to be Mevarich the Balabayis. However, Nagada Shal Pesach Mi Beis Levi Chelek Aleph Page Reish Yod Aleph Siv Ches, he says that even Bizman Hazeh, only the guy leading the benching should say the Birch Oreach, because that was the nature of the Takana, that's the whole context to the Gemara, that the Gemara says that even though the Balabais is Botzeya, the one who leads benching should be the Oreach, because it's so that he can say the Birchas HaOreach. So that's how the Haggadah Shel Pesach and Beis Levi suggests against most poskim. Anyway, the Abudram says that if the Balabais wants to be Mevater on the Bracha, he says, I'd rather bench myself rather than receive someone else's Bracha, he's allowed to do that, and he could lead benching himself. And even though we have the Bracha as it appears in the Gemara, the Sidra Tefillah of Chassidei Ashkenaz has a slightly different nusach. It has shelo yevosh balabayis hazeh v'lo sikolim balas habayis hazos v'yatzlichu ma'od b'chol nechseihem, which makes a lot of sense. A lot of times people in their berushus, you know, in the actual birch hazimun, they include the balas habayis, which makes a lot less sense. But when it comes to just being mevarech, people who have provided you with something, so then it certainly makes a lot of sense to mention the balas habayis. Now, lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Aleph Sif Aleph that gadol mevarech afilu Babisof, that the gadol should be the one to lead benching, even if he shows up late to the meal. But that's only hanimili k'shein shom oreach. But if there's no oreach, then he should be the one to lead the benching. In order that he should be able to be mevarich the balabais. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, but if the balabais wants to be mevater on that bracha and to take the benching for himself, he's allowed to do that. And the Rama says he could also choose one of his children to lead the benching, even though they're not orchim and they're not going to say the birchas oreach. Mizbeach, because the Baal HaBayis has the right to be Mevater on that bracha. So the Chida in Birkei Yosef in Shirei Bracha says that you should say this even on Shabbos. This is not one of those bakashos or things like that that we don't say on Shabbos. It's part of the Tofes HaBrachos, and therefore you're allowed to say it. The question is, what exactly constitutes a guest? So Mishra Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin says that if you pay for your meal, you're not a guest. That's, you're providing your own food, even though someone else made it, but if you pay for your meal, you're not a guest. Shulchan Aruch Harav in Sif Dalit says that if the host isn't there, then you don't have to be Mevarech the Baal HaBayis. It's a Derech Eretz when he's there. He says, Tovayin Yivarech, and it's a good idea to be generous in giving out brachos, but it's not an obligation. What if somebody gives you food and you're eating it somewhere other than in his house? You take it to go. So in the Makar Chaim, the Baal HaChavos Yoyer, says that you should still be Mevarich because it's not a din in the bayis, it's a din in the Baal HaBayis, it's a din in the person giving you the food. Someone told me, Yishai Bain told me, the Rav Shechter, when someone provides him a particular food, even if he's eating it in his own house, we'll add into the harachaman, special harachaman for the person who provided that food. If someone buys him matzahs or something for Pesach, so we'll add that person into the harachaman. That's what he told me. So, when Rav Shechter was at my shul, I noticed that at Shalosh Shuras, we were benching, it's very easy to figure out what Rav Shechter's hanhagos are during benching, because he benches out loud and slowly, so you can hear everything. So when he was at my shul, so there was the shul shalosh, and he made the Birchas HaOreach, even though there's no particular Baal HaBayis of the shul, but nevertheless he felt that he's an Oreach at the shul, so he said the Birchas HaOreach. Now why is it that some people don't say it, and it was left out of benches for all these years? So the Mishra Berurah in Siman Reish Aleph Sifkat Neh is bothered by this. He quotes the Lechem Chamudos, who wonders, Lama Anu Mishanim Nusach HaBrach the Baal HaBayis Mashanim Rabshas. It's interesting, the way he phrases it is not why don't we say it, but why did we change the Nusach? So what's he talking about? Who changed the Nusach? So what he's referring to is that we say Harachmanu Yivarech Baal HaBayis Hazeh, and that's a shinoy of the nusach, meaning instead of saying the actual nusach as it appears, we just added a harachman about the Baal HaBayis, and that's what the Mishra Berurah is bothered by. In Sidri Yavitz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is bothered by this also, and he says he goes through the perush of every word in the bracha as it appears in Shas, and says that it has deep meanings al pisod as well, and therefore it's very shver that we're going to go and change the minhag. So where does it come from? Why do we change? Why do people not say it? So one explanation, Shulchan HaTorah says, like we just said, that in the times of the Gemara they didn't have a harachman. Now we have a harachman for the Baal HaBayis, so mele becomes unnecessary. But that's very difficult. Why would you change the nusach of Chazal? So in the Haggadah's Birchas Yavitz, he suggests that in Europe there were gzeros malchus for centuries that Jews were not permitted to be landowners, and it was therefore a form of loig larash to say a bracha that the nechassim, you know, that his nechassim should be krovim le'ir and be matzliach. So what are you talking about? We don't have any nechassim. We're not allowed to have any nechassim. So it's considered like a chutzpah, like a loig larash, and the ikar nechassim, if people have our karka, so he couldn't own any karka, and that must be why it fell out of favor. So now when Jews can be landowners again, maybe it's kedai to bring it back. And Taras Chaim Sivkat Gimel, he offers a third reason. He said the only reason the guest had an obligation to bless the Baal HaBayis was that he's the one that offered you the opportunity to bench. Meaning it's not just that he gives you the opportunity to bench so that you could bless him. You bless him because he gave you the opportunity to bench. But if everybody has the opportunity to bench anyway, so he's not giving you anything. All he did is he gave you all your food. But he's not giving you that opportunity to bench. And Mela, there's no mechayiv to say this bracha. The kash is better than all the answers, right? Pashtus is that you should say it. So then the only question that remains is, when should it be said? The Rambam writes in the second paragraph of Hilchos Brachos that the bracha revius, the fourth bracha of benching, atov ha'metiv, you have to mention shalosh malchios u'kshemivarich ha'oreach etzal Baal HaBayis mosiv ba'bracha le'Baal HaBayis, that in the bracha revius you add a bracha to the Baal HaBayis. Keitzah, and he says, what do you say? Yiratzon shleyovash Baal HaBayis Baal HaZeh, and then he says v'yesh lo reshus lo hosif b'birchas Baal HaBayis u'laharich ba, that if you want you can add on to the birchas Baal HaBayis, you can be marich in the Birchas Baal HaBayis. You start with the Iker Bracha, and then you can add on whatever you want. So this is Al Meltzer, and the Evan Ozel over there on the Rambam is Medayek, that this is an add-on to the fourth Bracha, and therefore it should be said right after Al Yichasreinu. Even in the benchers that have it, they put it later on after the Harachamans, but it does not belong after the Harachamans. It belongs as an add-on to the fourth Bracha without any hefsik of Harachaman in between. In fact, in the Haggadah Mibeis Levi, Chelek Aleph, Pedreshid Aleph, it says that the Briska Rav also used to tell the guests to place the Birchas HaOreach right after Al Yichasreinu, and he wouldn't answer Amen to Al Yichasreinu, because if it's an add-on to the text of the fourth bracha, the Amen belongs there after the Birchas Baal HaBayis. Not only that, Rav Schechter, again, Yishai Bain told me this, I don't know this, I've heard Rav Schechter do this, I never understood why. Rav Schechter very often, when he benches, will go straight from Ali Chashen to the Bracha of the Baal HaBayis, and then skip to Bamaro Milamdu Aleim V'Aleinu. And then sometimes he'll go back and he'll say some of the Arachamans, because he says that he's under the impression that Yilamdu Aleihem V'Aleinu is Aleim, is referring back to all the people we were just talking about. So you have to have just been talking about somebody. So you say the Brachas Baal HaBayis, and then it's Yilamdu Aleihem on the Baal HaBayis. So that's why he does it that way. The Ibn Azal of Isra Zalman just points out that in a certain way, the Rambam actually raises the stature of the Harachaman, because the Rambam says you could add on to the Bracha. So it's possible that all the Harachamans that you're adding on after the Brachas Baal HaBayis become part of the Brachas Baal HaBayis, which would mean that La'alacha, you wouldn't be allowed to be mafsik in the Harachamans when you will say the Bracha of the Oreach for the Baal HaBayis, because now it all becomes part of the fourth bracha, and an arichus of the fourth bracha is supposed to, normally, if you're not saying the Birchas Arech, then all the arachamas are just stam a minhag that you're saying, and then you would be allowed to be mafsik. And it's based on that many communities have added to the text of the harachamas at different occasions, shavu brachas b'smila or whatever. Despite all that, in Machzor Vitri, he has the Birchas Arech at the end of the harachamas. So even though the diuk and the Rambam seems not that way, in Machzor Vitri it has it the way it appears in the benches. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Thank you.